103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, let's give her a name. She definitely wants to be in the Kissmas Protection Program.
Catherine.
Catherine.
Full name.
Catherine. Not Katie, not Kate.
Nope.
Catherine.
Catherine.
All right.
Don't mistake it.
Catherine wants to know if she's a jerk for unfollowing him after he posted his GoFundMe. Am I the jerk for unfollowing him after he posted his GoFundMe?
Yes. I don't need to hear context.
You don't even know the story.
I don't care. Yes.
Fine.
No, Catherine, Catherine, Katie, baby, I'm listening.
I go back and forth on GoFundMe, so I need to hear the whole thing.
No.
Can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just slide into our DMs on Facebook, so that's fine, too.
It's safe.
All right, Allie and Deezy, I'm a 32-year-old single female. I date a lot and recently went out with a guy I liked.
Okay.
After our date, he ghosted me, and I have no idea why, but we were already friends on social media. Yesterday, he posted a GoFundMe for a medical procedure he's having, and honestly, it didn't seem like that big of a deal. But I thought it was tacky, so I decided to unfollow him after he posted his GoFundMe instead of donating like everyone else. He's a single dad, he's got kids, and he's going to be out of work for a while, but I thought it was cringe. So I unfollowed him.
Okay.
Am I the jerk for unfollowing him after he posted his GoFundMe for his medical procedure? I don't find that serious. Catherine.
Catherine.
Okay, well, so okay. Where do we start? Because I want to go off on the GoFundMe thing. They're supposed to help people.
But we got to break this down.
Let's break it down.
GoFundMes are meant to help.
And they do help a lot of people.
Doesn't mean people don't finesse.
And doesn't mean people don't take advantage.
Skimmers.
So, it gets weird here, right?
And you don't want to say that? I know you don't want to say that.
You don't know someone's situation. They might be have nothing.
It might really be tough.
And they got kids.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And they are asking for help. Asking for help is hard as it is.
Yeah.
I get that.
Uh-huh.
But we don't know if it's genuine. How long did they date for?
It says they went on one date and he ghosted her, but they stayed friends on social media.
I hate to say it, bro.
So she doesn't owe him anything as far as I'm concerned, but it's more, is she like the jerk for unfollowing him when he's literally going through it?
Right. Because you like, Catherine, you don't know that man nothing.
Mm-mm.
You really don't know that man nothing.
I don't think anybody owes that man anything. Let me just say this. This is where I get irritated. GoFundMe gives me, I get mad because we all have medical bills.
Yeah.
And I wish I could put my medical bills on GoFundMe. I wish, you guys, but I don't. I pay my $75 a month for the rest of my life like we all do, and I'm the payment plan.
You only pay $75?
I don't know. I put it to as little as I could, DZ, because it just never ends, you know?
Facts.
You know how it is. You have a baby, and now you're paying on a payment plan. But
Two months in the NICU says, I know what the bill is to have a baby.
There are times I feel like I'll be paying that for the rest of my life, and I don't care, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've just accepted it. But I'm saying, I wouldn't go on GoFundMe and be like, somebody pay for all my medical bills. I'm a single parent.
Thankfully, we haven't had to.
I know, but yes.
But when you feel like you're at that point where you have to, man, or help a relative.
You feel helpless.
You go, I guess, you know, toss it up into the universe and so hopefully something comes down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Dude, this one's a tough one for me, bro, because
she
like
unfollowed someone going through it, but she's like, but I unfollowed him because I found his GoFundMe to be cringe.
Why didn't she like just ignore it? Right?
I don't know what I mean?
I guess. You know what it must have been? It must have been the only thing that she's seen from this dude. And went, what? Bruh. That's right. Like you ghosted me.
There's no buildup.
No,
the guy's got medical issues and she doesn't know. And then all of a sudden there's a GoFundMe. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And goes, this guy. I don't know this guy. Unfollow.
And he's asking for money.
And it's got nothing to do with the GoFundMe.
It just
so happens to be the catalyst. Like, I don't know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfollow. We don't know each other at all. Bye.
And this could be a topic, too, by the way, the GoFundMe situation, how people use this stuff. All right, 414-533-1037. Catherine went on a date with this guy, but they stayed friends on social media. She wants to know if she's the jerk for unfollowing him after he posted his GoFundMe for some medical procedure he's having.
Ooh-wee.
People are going both ways on text, jerk and not the jerk. I can't wait to see what you guys say next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Catherine, single female, 32 years old, went out with a guy, and one date got ghosted, but they stayed friends on social media, Facebook or something, and he posted his GoFundMe for a medical procedure he's having, and she just thought it was gross, and so she's like, am I the jerk for unfollowing him after he posted his GoFundMe for a medical procedure? Let's go to the phones. Cassie's in Port Washington. We'll start with her.
Morning, Cassie.
Hi, Cassie.
Good morning.
Nice to hear from somebody in Port.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Shout out Port Washington.
Representing Osco.
Yeah. Get out of here.
All right. Is Catherine the jerk for unfollowing him after he posted his GoFundMe?
Not the jerk at all.
Ooh,
I mean, he ghosted her. Ooh. He, like, one date and he ghosted her.
Fair.
Like, the fact that she kept him on social media, like,
was nice.
That's a valid point. No, that's a valid point. Thinking of it from that side,
that's true.
Because some people would have just unfollowed immediately
and moved on with their life.
Big bye.
Yeah.
And when you don't know somebody, like, I can kind of see the skimming over the GoFundMe because, you know, like, I read other people's stories and I'm like, man, that is so sad. And I'll, you know, pray for them or whatever. But I feel like that's a lot more, a lot of times it ends up being for either big stories or personal, like, people you know.
Sure, so, I get that.
Yeah. Like, if you know, the GoFundMe doesn't need to be sent to one chick you went on one date with. It's a little strange.
Right. See if she'll send you $20 or something, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, I mean, I'm not trying to talk bad on this man if he's got some real, you know, bad stuff going down.
We don't know. That's the thing. We don't know what the procedure was. We just know that she saw he posted a GoFundMe for something medical. And that just triggered me, like I said, because we all have medical bills. Well, not we all. I can't. That's a blanket statement. But I know I have medical bills. I feel like they never end.
Most of us have had a medical bill if we don't have one currently. Okay, we get it.
It's part of the problem. So anyway, don't get it.
Cassie kicks it off, though.
Oh, yes,
whoa,
Cassie.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, I truly feel like when it's a big tragedy and then those people are like, oh, I lost them.
No! You didn't lose us.
No, Cassie.
I lost you. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
Hey, she was getting out the car. I know that noise.
When it's a big tragedy, I see, like, you know, putting it out and people sharing it. Mm-hmm. And you just see them rack up very quickly. But.
Yeah.
You know, when it's one of those things where it's like something like Allie said, we kind of all deal with at some point.
We all have so much stuff.
Yeah.
And it's more like asking friends and family that are like close, right?
That I get.
Like, hey, can you help up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Not the random
people.
Yeah. Okay, Cassie, thank you. Way to start it off.
You're welcome, guys.
Appreciate you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
She was fun.
Call again, Cassie.
Yes, not the jerk, she said. Betty's in Waukesha. Hi, Betty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're trying to work this out for Catherine.
We want to know if she's a jerk for unfollowing this guy after he posted his GoFundMe.
What you think?
Oh, you know what? My favorite part about calling in is I always disagree with everyone.
like me? talk.
I am going jerk.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll give you all of my reasons.
Please, dude, the floor is yours.
We're waiting. Go. Let's hear it.
Okay, so first off, we heard he's a single dad, and he's going to be out of work.
Sure.
True. Two things.
So I'm not saying she had to donate. I'm not even saying that, you know, she had to do anything. Mm-hmm. But when you know somebody's a single person and they're going to be out of work and they have a GoFundMe, you know automatically they're going to be in a bind.
But the kids, make
but
it trickier.
You can share.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right.
You don't have to donate, but you do have to share. And here's my point.
Oh.
6 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, go on.
No, that was 6 years ago, and I'm here, and everything's great.
Yes.
It was late stage three. I'm in a marriage, and we are a two-income family, but obviously, while I was going through treatment, we lost a significant portion of our
absolutely,
income.
Yeah, absolutely. Hard. You hear this a lot with people going through cancer stuff. People don't think about this. Mm. You have kids, you have responsibilities,
and the bills don't
stop.
And
you can't work. Yep. Uh huh. Yeah. Go on, Betty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So my cousin started a GoFundMe for me and my husband because. Okay. You know, we not only are we going to have medical bills, but we have every other bill.
We get
our
it.
Our mortgage.
We get it. I don't think
electric,
that's bad, though. I don't think that was bad for you,
no,
though.
No, and the cousin started it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we don't know his situation. Does he have
that's
a mortgage?
The thing.
Electric bills. So I'm not saying she had to donate. I'm not saying she had to do anything. But by basically shunning him and saying, I don't care. Mm. I think that's the
jerky.
That's the jerky part.
Jerky for using it as the jump off to go, oh, now I'm going to unfollow
like
you.
Like not caring, not having like the human part in her. You're feeling like
right.
She was insensitive.
I hear what Betty's saying.
Fair enough. And you know what? How's anybody going to go after that? Betty, you called in with the cancer story. Yeah. Like, I mean, who's going to go after that?
You know we're warriors on your side now, right? Betty for life.
This
Come on, Betty.
I'm glad you're okay.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you. But I'm just saying you do not know everyone's story. And if they have a GoFundMe, there's a good reason.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And she's a jerk. All she had to do was share. She didn't, and even if she didn't share, she didn't have to donate.
Fine.
She didn't have to do anything.
But
by writing in and asking if she's a jerk, she already knows she's a jerk.
You're saying Wee! That's projection. She's saying it's projection.
Betty, my drop.
Please acknowledge, though, there are people with GoFundMes that don't need them. Please acknowledge that.
Oh, I absolutely.
Thank you.
100%.
Okay.
Hey, Betty,
have a great day.
We appreciate your call. Thanks
we
for calling.
We
love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
What
Bye.
A tough story. And you hear stories like that all the time with parents.
Nah,
you know, one
she's
gets cancer, they have small kids. It's tough. And even if you don't, the bills rack up. Okay.
She's a soldier for sharing
well,
that.
Well, now
you.
Destiny's screwed.
Hey, yeah. We are split, though. I
we
mean.
We are split. Yep. Tiebreaker. Well, Destiny.
Are you still trying to do this, Destiny?
You sure you wanna,
tiebreaker?
You sure you want to jump in?
Yeah, I like how you guys just threw me under the bus right away. I didn't even get clicked in or nothing. Y'all were like, well, Destiny's screwed. I don't even know if we should even answer it right
I don't
now.
Even
like,
know. Well, hold on, though. Nobody said anything about cancer in the submission. I will say that. She just said a medical procedure. I would think
Listen,
if it was that serious, she would have said.
Fair.
Listen,
or not, privacy sake.
Who's insensitive about cancer? Okay, never mind. I shouldn't have asked that either. Go on, Destiny. Just keep it real. What do you think?
She ain't no jerk. Nah.
No?
This man, he wasn't her when he went out on a date with her. Where'd that money come from?
Oh, if he paid.
Destiny. You know there's
I'm just saying.
You know there's a difference between a date and paying for life.
That $20
kids.
You just spent on that bottle of rosé or whatever could have won $20 towards that bill. Quit playing with me. And then you mad. And then what are you FBIing on him after he ghosted you? If he ghosted you, then it's over with. Gee, let him go. Flicky. I mean, she must have been doing some super hard FBI work to find a GoFundMe page. I know it just didn't pop up out of nowhere. She was C-capping, A-capping, D-capping.
Hey.
You better let that man go,
she
man.
She was doing everything but tapping.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I can't stand either of y'all right now. Destiny really said, better up!
No! Yeah, right.
All right, says not the jerk.
Oh, man, let that dude do his thing. He ain't. Mm-mm.
All right.
No. Nope.
Destiny,
everybody thinks
they
Dr. Seuss has been writing stories nowadays, so we don't know if it's true or not. So
Destiny,
let it be.
You're wild and fair. We're going to let you go.
I love Destiny.
Bye.
Bye, Destiny.
Bye.
Oh, she's so funny, dude. That was, you know what, though? That summed up this show. We needed that lightened part up after that heavy part with Betty because it was a little heavy. So, oh my gosh. Okay, not the jerk for unfollowing the guy when he posted his GoFundMe. Look at that.
Destiny really says somebody else will donate. Yeah.
She said C-cap, A-cap,
D-cap, D-cap, anything but tap. Y'all are fools.
All right.